Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 72. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Give your love of justice to the King, O God, and righteousness to the King's Son. Help him judge your people in the right way. Let the poor always be treated fairly. May the mountains yield prosperity for all, and may the hills be fruitful. Help him to defend the poor, to rescue the children of the needy, and to crush their oppressors. May they fear you as long as the sun shines, as long as the moon remains in the sky. Yes, forever. May the king's rule be refreshing like spring rain on freshly cut grass, like the showers that water the earth. May all the godly flourish during his reign. May there be abundant prosperity until the moon is no more. May he reign from sea to sea, and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. Desert nomads will bow before him. His enemies will fall before him in the dust. The western kings of Tarshish and other distant lands will bring him tribute. The eastern kings of Sheba and Saba will bring him gifts. All kings will bow before him, and all nations will serve him. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed, who have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and the needy, and he will rescue them. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him. Long live the king! May the gold of Sheba be given to him. May the people always pray for him, and bless him all day long. May there be abundant grain throughout the land, flourishing even on the hilltops. May the fruit trees flourish like the trees of Lebanon, and may the people thrive like grass in a field. May the king's name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun shines. May all nations be blessed through him and bring him praise. Praise the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does such wonderful things. Praise his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This ends the prayers of David, son of Jesse. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 72 in the New Living Translation. To help us better understand the holy text and the devotional thoughts, here's an additional note from the editor. In verse 20, from what we just read, could be a later scribal note indicating the end of Davidic prayers within the Psalter. Since Psalms is a collection that was compiled over time, such notes were used to organize the text. So let's discuss, explore, and expand upon the scriptures a little further. Solomon is known for writing many proverbs, but he wrote Psalms as well. This psalm is his prayer for wisdom. He wanted to rule with justice so that his reign would be a blessing to everyone, inside and outside of his kingdom. His vision was for a prosperous kingdom that drew people closer to God. The goal of it all was for the name of the Almighty to be honored throughout the whole earth. People need to see the justice of God lived out practically, the needy defended, the poor rescued, wrongdoing punished, and needs met for everyone. Solomon's prayer was not just for himself and his family. It was for his kingdom and the entire world. Are your prayers that big? May this psalm challenge you to pray bigger prayers. Pray that God will bless you so that the whole world would benefit. This understanding could change your whole prayer life. Here's a question to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What are some big prayers you can pray today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.